man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the West.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. And the Trump phenomenon was on the march again this weekend. No event today. Donald Trump's taking the day off from his barnstorming, whistle-stopping national touring. But he was in Elko, Nevada yesterday, and so we'll cover that. We've missed that. That's our one day off. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We take Saturday off. And so we'll cover yesterday's event, which was a magnificent rally. If you haven't been to Elko, Nevada, how do you end up in Elko? Well, it's a pretty pretty isolated town. It is, unless you're driving across the north of Nevada, you're never going to end up in Elko, Nevada. But it's on your way as you drive through Lake Tahoe or from Reno as you drive eastward. And it's a small town, 20,000 people. That's it. I mean, it's the most, what would you say, the most empty space on the U.S. map, that part of Nevada. And I would say a fair percentage of all those 20,000 people were there yesterday to greet Donald Trump. And some of them had been there for a day waiting. And they were, fortunately, it was beautiful weather. But people had driven apparently from all over. And this is true of all the Trump rallies. Now, people drive great distances. I myself am a testimony to that. I drove 300 miles to get to the Trump rally in Duluth, Minnesota, and the it was a great rally. I'll give you the update on additional rallies coming up. I think there's another one to announce in Illinois, so I'll give you that announcement in just a moment. But we'll hear Donald Trump himself. The another thing I want to cover today is a remarkable development in the Patriot scene of our European cousins. And this is powerful, folks. How long have we been doing it? As long as I've had this show, we've been saluting the patriotism of President Viktor Orban of Hungary. And the, and the great program of the Fidesz Party, F-I-D-E-S-Z, in Hungary, as an exemplar of what we're all about. As Orban loves Trump, Trump loves Orban. The two men have met, and they really like each other. And it's wonderful that what we are all about here on this program, the Trump phenomenon, is not just a phenomenon in the United States, but in every European nation. It's a European thing. Well, the latest development is this. There is now a movie out covering the latest development in the European scene, which is that people are moving to Hungary. White people from every European nation are moving to Hungary. Picking up stakes. I mean, that's quite a thing to change countries. You know, you're talking about a new language. You're leaving all of your roots except these. The roots you're not leaving. In fact, you're attaching yourself ever more firmly to the roots of your actual DNA and your people when you move to Hungary. So we'll talk about this. This is a quite a demonstration. And this two benefits will come from the flight of people to Hungary. Number one, of course, their lives will improve as they move to a really European nation. But secondly, and the more important effect will be this. Of course, we don't want to abandon our great European nations. We'll use the example here of France. The movie that just came out concerns the movement of French people to Hungary. But the real effect will be the same as the effect of the huge mob. Isn't that the right word? The mob of Hondurans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorans who are stampeding through Mexico on their way to the U.S. The effect will be to wake up white people. So if some Frenchmen leave France to go to Hungary, hopefully all, well, as much as possible, of the whole population, European population of France, this will catch their attention. That's pretty dramatic, like that mob marching up through Mexico. And if you want to call in and add your thoughts on what the Trump phenomenon has done this weekend, you can do that at 800-313-9443. Come on into the conversation. It's easy to do. And this is a live show. You're not listening to a recording right now. You're listening to a live show. And I would love to hear from you. All righty. And let's see. Let me open up a tab here on. Well, let's open up the president right here. He's in Elko. His Air Force One is sitting behind him or in front of him on the tarmac at the Elko Airport. I've been through Elko myself because I've made that drive. The crowd is huge. They're all very, very happy people. They are in the middle of nowhere, really. They're in the middle of America. And they've driven long distances, some of them. And those who have driven a short distance, I think, constitute half the population or more of Elko must be at this rally. Here he is.
Personal incomes have...
Let me go back just a little bit here till we get to his opening greeting. Here he comes.
Unemployment.
Back just a tad bit more here. Here we go. Here's our president.
And hello, Nevada. Hello, Nevada. I'm thrilled to be right here in Elko with you. Thousands and thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. Patriots. In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing. Early voting starts today, so you gotta get out. This is truly an amazing time for our country. The unemployment rate just fell to the lowest level in more than 50 years. More Americans are working today than at any time in our history. Think of that. More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not bad.
So that's his start yesterday. And he's got a new sign at our rallies. It's there's a new one, Finish the Wall. That's a new one. And these are printed signs that the Trump campaign distributes. When you get to your rally, they hand out unlimited quantities of sign. You can pick the sign that you want. One that I like is Jobs versus Mobs. That's a great slogan in these next 17 days as a mob of Mesoamericans. That's the term there for Hondurans. And we looked up Honduras the other day, which is, I think we saw it was 98% mestizo was the population of Honduras. There's really no white component at all in Honduras. And the as this Mesoamerican mob tramps and tramples northward, Jobs versus Mobs is a great slogan, and you need great slogans to win that compress the ideas you represent. So that's coming up. We'll come back to the president yesterday in Elko. And then let's go to what's your next chance to attend a Trump rally? Well, let's look at anytime you want to look this up. It's at DonaldTrump.com. And what you find right now, the latest itinerary is, oh, this is a big one. Donald Trump's next appearance will be tomorrow. Oh, is this one going to be big? In Houston, Texas. And this is going to be at a 20,000 capacity arena, supporting Senator Ted Cruz for his reelection. Yesterday's was for the reelection of Senator Dean Heller in Nevada. So you won't want to miss the Houston rally tomorrow. And that awful lot of you listening to the sound of my voice are within driving distance of Houston, Texas. Then the next event, skipping Tuesday, on Wednesday in Mosinee, Wisconsin, up my direction up here, smack dab in the middle of Wisconsin, Mosinee, just a little bit much for me to drive on out there. That would be, what, a 450-mile drive or something. That's a little bit for me with kids in school. Then on Friday, Charlotte, North Carolina, that'll be a big one. And then here's the newest and the latest that we have not previously announced. Murfreesboro, Illinois, on Saturday, October 27th. And that rally, let's just take a peek at that one right there, Murfreesboro, Illinois. What would be a good radius of people who could attend that rally? And I, you know, I am looking forward to that, to the 100,000 person rally that I think is inevitably going to arise, because Donald Trump could easily, I forgot. One of the reasons I sounded a little bit amazed by the Houston rally, as of 2 days ago, they had distributed 78,000 tickets for the 20,000 seat arena, actually 19 something. 78,000 tickets have been distributed. So I'll look myself to see if you can still get tickets to that event. But my point being, if 78,000 had been distributed as of a couple of days ago, Donald Trump could fill a 100,000 seat arena. It's already demonstrated. And Murfreesboro, for those of you who want to attend this. This is in the southern tip of Illinois, where the Ohio and Mississippi rivers converge. Murfreesboro. So that's a very central spot. I mean, that would be, who could easily drive to this? Anybody living in Missouri. Anybody living in Western Kentucky. Anybody in southwestern Indiana, southern Illinois. Even Chicago is an easy drive. Western Tennessee, easy drive. Even northeastern Arkansas. So all of you folks in those places, easy drive. In southeastern Iowa, easy drive. That's a lot of folks that could get to Murfreesboro at the latest announced Trump rally. Oh, I see a note from the engineer. Our engineer has friends who will be at the Houston rally tomorrow. So we might get a report from somebody who was at the Houston, will be at the Houston event. And that, of course, Ted Cruz is opposing Beto O'Rourke. His real name is Robert Francis O'Rourke, who is a typical of what's coming up now with the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is radicalizing. America is polarizing, so that you get candidates now from the Democrat Party who are even more left-wing than we are used to in decades past. So people like this Ocasio, I still can't remember her name. Is it Ocasio Ortiz? I can't remember her name. Kyrsten Sinema, the Arizona senatorial candidate, the one who said it was a good idea. She supported Americans who would join the Taliban at the very time. She said this at the very time that her opponent, Martha McSally, was flying 352 hours of combat missions, shooting at and being shot at by the Taliban in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait. And her combat started in Afghanistan. And she has voted with Donald Trump 100% of the time. I want to talk a little bit about Colonel Martha McSally, because she illustrates that Trump, as the Democrats have moved to the left, the Republican Party is being carried to the right by Donald Trump. A Republican Party that was, in fact, swirling down the toilet of history, going to the left with candidates like John McCain and like the Bushes, has now been abruptly swung to the right by Donald Trump. Martha McSally illustrates this. 52 years old, a colonel, the first woman ever to fly combat in the American military. And commander of her squadron, her A-10 squadron, which was based at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. That may be how she was not a native Arizonan, how she became really happy living in Arizona. That's why she may now be an Arizonan. She was the commander of that squadron at Davis-Monthan. Not just any old squadron. In 2005, her squadron got the Air Force Association Award for best contribution to national defense. And this is a gutsy woman, this woman who votes Trump all the way. I'll give an example of that right after this break. Good chance for you to call in.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. Kelso, I don't know if I've identified myself. And it is October 21st, 2018, here at the Trump Phenomenon. The current tour, whistle-stopping, barnstorming of the greatest speaker in American history, Steve Bannon, back in the primary days, right after Donald Trump was elected, Steve Bannon, when he was in the White House, said that one of the reasons we won is that our candidate is the greatest speaker since William Jennings Bryan. Now, since then, it's become clear that Bannon was understating the case. He is a greater speaker than William Jennings Bryan, who invented the whistle stop, barnstorming national tour. I've forgotten now the year of his campaign against McKinley, I believe. He lost the election, but he spoke to some huge number of people, something like 5 million people actually attended William Jennings Bryan's speeches, and this is in the day before loudspeakers, so he must have had just tremendous ability to speak out over a crowd, like the one at Elko yesterday. And I've looked at some of Jennings Bryan's oratory and so on, spellbinding speaker. But Trump, I think the greatest in our history, and if I may say so, I think probably the greatest ever anywhere. He is the greatest leader, the greatest president ever anywhere. He's changed our history more than anyone. there was someone who shouted that something to that effect from the audience in Elko, and Donald Trump paused and said he's to thank that person. I think Trump agrees. The brilliance of the whistle stop barnstorming that he's doing right now is apparent when you study the map. I'm at realclearpolitics.com, which is the best site I've found for keeping track of how it's going, the scorecard on the election. It is now only 17 days away. There are two congressional seats very strategically affected by Donald Trump by his visit yesterday, the Nevada 3rd and the Nevada 4th, those two House seats. And then there is the Senate seat, now held by Dean Heller, who didn't support Trump in the 2016 election. But Donald Trump, showing that he is the big man that he is, with those people like Ted Cruz, where he will be tomorrow. Ted Cruz, of course, certainly did not support Trump in the primaries. Trump and Cruz were wrestling in the dirt on the ground with each other. It was a heck of a scrap between Cruz and Trump. Now, fun to watch. Probably not that fun for the two men, but they're both big men. And they realize that it's not about them. It's about their descendants and our people. And so they are now a great team. So is Dean Heller. Same story. Dean Heller is on the Trump team. So it was wonderful to see the two of them walk off Air Force One together. So Dean Heller must have flown out with the president in Air Force One, which means they got a lot of time to talk together. But very strategic. Donald Trump's not wasting his whistle stops. Sad to say, he's not. He doesn't have events scheduled in California. But the reason is California is so long. Where I grew up is sadly, so far gone. So many great patriots out there, and those patriots are kind of like the Frenchmen that we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show, who are moving to Hungary. I mean, I'm a Californian, but I am talking to you from North Dakota, so something happened to me. I'm not in California. And North Dakota is kind of like moving to Hungary. 95% white and mighty fine place and people. And nobody's moved here for the scenery or for the weather. So I left Malibu for almost Caribou. Wanted to rhyme it, or any caribou here, but they're buffalo, bison. Anyway, and then let's look here, now that we're at Real Clear Politics. On the Senate map, Real Clear Politics is showing the situation to be good. They're saying that 50 Senate seats are pretty much in the bag for Republicans, and only 44 pretty much in the bag for Democrats. That's wonderful, and as it should be. 6 are very much toss-ups, they are saying. I disagree with them. I don't think so. I've given you the Kelso forecast. I think the score in 17 days will be Republicans will have won 55 seats, Democrats 45. I think of these 6 that they're calling toss-ups, 5 of them, I would say, will go Republican. And those states, those toss-up states, are Arizona, where McSally is going to beat Sinema. Florida, a little more of an open question there, where the Republican, that one may be a little more of an open question. We'll look at that race in a moment. Indiana, Braun against Donnelly, a little bit. That is more of a toss-up. But now we go to Missouri. McCaskill is going to get whooped by the Republican candidate, Josh Hawley. Montana, John Tester, the Democrat, is going to get whooped by the Republican. And in today's state, where we are today with President Trump in Nevada, Dean Heller is going to keep his seat and beat what they call his opponent, Wacky Jackie Rosen, basically from Las Vegas. And that point was made at the rally yesterday, that Rosen is entirely running her campaign in Las Vegas. Let's go back to the president, listen to him for just another moment here to get up to speed with his latest barn-burning whistle stop. Here he comes.
Election with that stat, right? That's a tough one. Tough one. Here in Nevada, personal incomes have reached an all-time high. Congratulations. Spend your money well. America now has the hottest economy anywhere in the world. Think of that. With the number
lost our signal there for a second on this video.
One economy in the world, we're the hottest economy in the world. It's amazing. Amazing. Pretty amazing, right? A couple of years ago, we were looked upon as being laggards. They're laggards. I read that word with one of the fake news folks. They wrote the word, we're laggards. Do you notice the good location they got? They're so close. And look, all those people standing behind, they can't see. I'd rather have it the other way around, frankly.
With the news media way out in left
field. We're taking care of our veterans, and our military will soon be more powerful than it ever has been, ever, ever, ever before. And under Republican leadership, America is booming, America is thriving, and America is winning because we are finally putting America first. Right? Just last week, we achieved another historic victory for the American people in a beautiful ceremony. Thank you. But you know what I say? But he's just not my type. Thank you. We had a beautiful ceremony in the White House where we proudly swore in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
So we'll pause the president right there. He was referring to folks in the audience. When you're in one of these rallies, you'll hear somebody just yell out, I love you! And Donald Trump joked. In Elko, he joked, well, most of the calls, shouts I get if someone says, I love you, are guys out in the audience. but most of them just aren't my type. Anyway, there you go with a little bit more of Trump right there. Let's go to the French story. Vive la France. And let me find that French story for you. It's remarkable. And listen to this story. This is off of Breitbart. French flee to Hungary to escape the effects of mass migration. French citizens are now joining Germans and others seeking a new life in the Hungarian capital of Budapest, right here on the Danube River. I think Buda is on one. I've never been there. Right? Buda is on one side and Pest is on the other side. In order to escape the negative effects of uncontrolled mass migration, more and more French are seeking to escape to what they see as the safety of Budapest. According to a new documentary, the title of that documentary, you want to watch it, is Hungary, the Promised Land. It was broadcast on French television this week. The 20-minute documentary, so you can imagine that's going to have an effect. The influx is going to grow. The 20-minute documentary examined the lives of several French citizens who now call Budapest home, including a young woman named Elsa who came to the city 2 years ago after living in the notorious, heavily migrant-populated suburbs of Paris. The young woman claimed that she moved after being assaulted and robbed on three separate occasions in her previous neighborhood. She says, "I think that when you are master of your country, fundamentally, in an era of globalization, the immigration factor comes into play," she said. And that's, she's tying herself up in knots, trying to do what Europeans kind of have to do. Because of their hate speech laws, you can't speak plainly. So that's a pretty obtuse sentence there, where she's just trying to say, "Hey, I want to live in a country with my own people." Elsa isn't alone in seeking refuge from mass migration in Hungary, as other Western Europeans have flocked to Budapest and other Hungarian cities. In 2016, German media spoke to a Hungarian real estate agent who noted a sudden upturn in interest from disaffected Germans. Months later, German television ZDF spoke to a German couple who had made the move to Hungary. Valentin and Jennifer DeRader, a couple in their 20s, explained that they were afraid to raise their unborn child in a post-migrant crisis Germany. The number of Western Europeans moving to Hungary has not escaped the attention of the Hungarian government, with Prime Minister Viktor Orban welcoming Western Europeans to his country in a speech in early 2017. And this is a quote from Orban. "We shall let in true refugees. Germans, Dutch, French and Italians. Terrified politicians and journalists who here in Hungary want to find the Europe they have lost in their homelands," says Orban last year. And in that movie, Hungary, the Promised Land, Viktor Orban is called, in fact, in that movie, they give him the name the star of the Patriot Right in Europe in that movie. So we'll might be able to play a little of that video. Here's this, just translate this a little bit here. This is a website for this video. Hungary, la terre promise. And just in the French here, I'll just translate it but kind of as I go. Il ne supporte plus de vivre dans une France multiraciale. It doesn't work anymore to live in multiracial France. And they are fleeing the Islamization de la France, of France. And the, and it's getting bad. Now, for us as Americans, this is really alarming, because in none of the countries of our European cousins is the situation as bad as it is here. You have to look at the numbers. It's all about numbers. The number of non-Europeans who live in France or any other European country is not nearly the number of non-Europeans who live in our country. Now, our country is the largest white country on earth by a lot. How many of us are there? Somewhere around 200 million of us, white folks, like you in the audience there listening to this show. And that's a lot bigger than any other European nation. But we have, if there are 200 million of us, there are 120 plus. Do we know how many people are in this country? No, we don't. Who just did that study? Was it Stanford or Yale? It was Yale that just did a study where they said the 11 million reported illegals living in the country by their academic study, scientific study, it's at least 22. It's at least double what the government has been telling us of illegals living in the country. And that's from a liberal, you know, Yale, like all other American universities, except the very few like Hillsdale and Liberty University. What percentage of the faculty at our universities is left-wing? Look it up, folks. It's mind-boggling. It's way above 90%. You know, you see numbers like 98%. And it's not that hard to ascertain. For instance, you can just go to the publicly available donor lists of faculty members. Who do they donate to? Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. There are almost no faculty members who donated to Donald Trump. It's a complete left-wing takeover of the top of our universities and even the middle and bottom of our universities. But if there are 200 million white folks in America, how many non-white people are there in America? How many non-Europeans? You know, use whatever term you want to use. Well, if there are 320 million people in the country, then 120 million non-Europeans. That's a lot bigger percentage and a lot bigger absolute number than any European nation. So as scary as the situation is in France, with French and in Germany, Germans actually leaving their great nations, leaving all of that history and heritage, language, culture, their families, leaving that to go to Hungary. The situation's worse here. Wow. Now, Hungary, a nation of only 10 million people, is not the answer for large nations for all European people. Simply not possible. But as I said, it is an answer for some people, and thereby it's a demonstration to all of us as to how bad it is that people are actually bailing out of the airplane. We might start paying it. We might listen to see where the motors have turned off on the airplane if we see people jumping out the door. Let us go to our stories here. Some of the stories that are on the radar for us here. And let's see what's at the top of the agenda. We mentioned that Viktor Orban, he's been a hero now. Viktor Orban predates Donald Trump. But he has said, Viktor Orban himself has had the most glowing things to say about Donald Trump because of the importance of America. We are so big. We are the big dog. And so America having a president of the people like Orban is of huge importance to Viktor Orban, makes his job easier. So there's a great synergy between all of us patriots and all of our European lands. Another who precedes Donald Trump in his appearance on the scene is Nigel Farage, one of the principals of the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP. And I might play a little moment of a speech that Farage gave in the European Parliament just before Donald Trump made his announcement coming down the escalator at Trump Tower. I might play a little of that for you. Meanwhile, I just noticed a caller coming into the show here, Joyce in Texas. Joyce, are you there?
It's George from Texas.
Oh, well, you can call me George. You can call me Joyce.
Yeah.
Okay, George. Yeah. Sorry. How are you doing this Sunday?
Kingdom knew that when they voted in the year.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm just getting a little frustrated how people are reacting. You know, we got this caravan coming through. They just busted through the border at Mexico, and everybody's sitting there wet in their pants. And you know, the thing is, I just say, let's call the White House switchboard and we'll just make two suggestions, because this is a UN This is a UN operation. It's not just George Soros. And telling the president that we will not only cut off completely the funding from the United Nations, but we're going to kick them out of the United States and have them go find another location because, you know, the UN has not learned, do not bite the hand that feeds them.
Well, you know, George, you sound like me. Were you ever in the John Birch Society?
No.
You weren't. Because we Birchers, I used to be in the John Birch Society, and if I could afford all these different dues for these different groups, I'd still be. But you could have recognized a John Bircher because on the bumper of our cars, our most common bumper sticker was, let's see, what was it? Get the U.S. out of the U.N. and get the U.N. out of the U.S. That was a common. Oh, and by the way, on that story, the UN story, and I'll comment on your idea in just a second here, George. Donald Trump has announced he now has five finalists to replace Nikki Haley as our ambassador to the UN. Three of them are ladies, and he has said he would prefer actually to nominate one of those three women as her replacement as ambassador to the UN. So this will be very interesting to see who he picks for this job. And that's, I hope he does it right before the election, you know, in the next 2 weeks to help, you know, again, make a strategic, good leadership move to help sway a few more votes. Another great initiative that he's announced that he would like to execute before the election is he wants to institute another tax cut specifically targeting the American middle class. He would like to announce yet another tax cut. And this would also, of course, affect, you know, there'd be a lot of middle-class Americans who'd say, hey, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to go vote for your slate of tickets, a slate of candidates. So I'll tell you, this man, George, now, and you suggest dealing with the UN on the mob. I love this. Another brilliant move by Donald Trump, labeling this mob. That's, you know, what endears Trump to us is he calls things by their right names. This swarm of Mesoamericans heading towards America is a mob. The left wing is a mob. They're violent people. They're nasty, like a mob. And the addressing it as the UN component to that, I think, George, he very rightly told the governments, the presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and the you let this mob move through your land unimpeded, and we're going to cut off the money. I thought that was a good move. He has also said, as part of his leadership, he said we're going to move the U.S. Army down to the border to intercept this mob. I think American patriots love that bit of leadership.
Well, preferably, if they're going to move the military down to the border, preferably I would withdraw our forces from Afghanistan and put them on the border. Because Afghanistan's a lost cause. And I really think...
Yeah, that's a story I wanted to cover and haven't yet covered on the show, is that I saw the headline, didn't read into it deeply. Apparently the commander of American forces in Afghanistan recently retired from his command, which had spanned a number of years. And in his parting message, I believe he said, we should get out of Afghanistan. That was beautiful. I think we only have nothing like the forces that Obama and Bush had in these Middle Eastern nations. I think there's something like 15,000 Americans in Afghanistan, and that's it. It's a lot of people, but it's nothing like the 200,000 that we had there at one point, I think, in the Middle East. So, yes, I agree with you. Get them out of Afghanistan. But moving them, the troops that would go to the border, of course, would be immediately deployable troops that are, you know, on bases around America right now and who could scramble in 24 hours to get into transport planes and get onto the border. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But I'll tell you this, you know, serendipity, divine intervention, stupidity by the left, or all three, it's wonderful that this mob is appearing on American television screens in the 17 days before America needs to go save itself in the voting booth. And I don't know, George, I don't watch the lamestream media shows. I watch Fox. It's the only one I watch, really. So I don't know. I don't have a good gauge on whether MSNBC and CNN and ABC are putting images of this Mesoamerican mob onto the TV screen. I don't know whether you might have an impression.
Well, you know, Russia, I got it from Russia Today. You know, Russia Today is not too much better, but at least a little more, you know.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us, George, and we'll all be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' claim.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Even though, heck, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
nothing wrong
with the flag. To our Sunday show. And George is with us still, maybe. George, are you there? I think George is gone. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California.
I'm here.
George is still here. I'm Dr. Kelly. Yeah, George, your initial thought there, get the UN component into this somehow. That's a good thought. That's creative. Donald Trump has put enormous pressure on the UN, and he is saying, we're going to stop signing the checks to fund you people if you're working against our interests. So, yes, go ahead.
Tell them, we're going to suggest that you relocate somewhere else because you're not welcome in the United States. We don't want you in the United States anymore. Because I even know an retired NYPD officer, and one thing I think we got to start rethinking is the concept of diplomatic immunity, that diplomatic immunity shouldn't cover unpaid parking tickets. Diplomatic immunity was meant that, you weren't harassed, going from the... going to and from the embassy.
Did I hear you right, George? You're a retired NYPD?
No, I know someone's NYPD officer.
Yes,
He said diplomatic immunity has went far beyond what it was intended for.
Oh, yeah, of course. They routinely just tear up their tickets. That's true. And they just double park.
But, but even like, having slaves, I mean, sometimes from Arab countries that are having slaves locked in a basement, forcibly imprisoned and all that stuff, they got diplomatic immunity. If I did that, I'd be in prison by now.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. There's an argument for kicking, there's an argument for kicking the UN out of the United States. But there's also an argument for leaving it here. Which is as they say, a bully pulpit. We did build their building. We paid for their building. It does give us a lot of leverage. So there's an argument. I don't know. Would we be better off if the UN were located in Beijing, Lagos, Nigeria. I don't know if I'd be happy with the UN being in Lagos, Nigeria. But anyway, George, hang on. Thanks for calling. All righty, and let's go to Dr. Kelly right after this break. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.